And it's close contact with people because you're in the motorcycle, then you have to hug someone if you're going to fall off the motorcycle.
And he also wasn't identified until he died. So that means he was very symptomatic for a lot of days. So you get more and more and more infectious as you approach death.
It's a race against time to find those contacts, to check on them and vaccinate if they're willing. And this is just one case of many.
Some people were telling us that they want foreign health workers to leave and they can manage the Ebola crisis on their own. Do you think that's true?
I do understand why people are angry. It's more frustration. Every minute gives the virus a chance to get ahead and harm the very people who are out there demonstrating.
Just days after I spoke with Dr. Harris, rebels killed four medical workers in a pair of ambushes. Nearly all WHO staff, including the doctors, were evacuated. The other major foreign medical groups pulled staff out as well. Predictably, the virus seized that opening. Vaccinations and quick treatment had nearly ended the outbreak. But in early December, the number of confirmed cases started to rise again. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Monica Villamizar in Beni, DRC.